This is Dr. Roland Kim Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, first name Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, the data for September 16, 1965, data of evaluation April 30, 2025, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 59-year-old female seen preoperatively, the HBI. The patient is a 59-year-old female with history of left knee injury. She reports that she fell at work in 2019. Period. She was evaluated as Concentra and subsequently underwent a conservative course of treatment. Period. However, she had no significant improvement, period. She continued with pain, described as sharp, as radiating, correction, sharp, and 7 minus 8 slash 10 in intensity, period. The pain radiated up into the upper hip slash thigh region, period. The pain was worsened with activity and improved with meds and heat, period. Of note, during her initial injury slash fall, she suffered injuries to the left wrist, lower back, and left knee, period. She had been diagnosed with right knee chondromalacia patella and left knee meniscus derangement, posterior horn of the medial meniscus. She had been off work as restrictions were not being honored, period. The patient is now scheduled for surgery, period. She has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history: 1, hypertension, next number, bilateral knee pain. Past surgical history, left wrist surgery, next number, right knee surgery, next number, cholecystectomy, next number, cataract. Medications: loratadine, 10 milligrams once daily, vitamin B complex once daily, losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 50/12.5 once daily, nortriptyline, 75 milligrams 1HS, vitamin D3, 50 micrograms 1 daily, calcium / D, 600 milligrams 1 BID. The allergies, non-drug allergies, family history, mother with diabetes, father with hypertension, social history, patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she reports weight loss, period. Note, she reports nasal obstruction. Neurologic, she has headaches. Psychiatric, she describes depression and insomnia and reports taking medications for pain. The physical examination: blood pressure 117/75, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 144.8 pounds. In general, she's alert oriented and no acute distress, period. The musculoskeletal exam, the left knee reveals tenderness at a medial midline, period. There is tenderness to palpation, period. Data review. MRI of the left knee, open parentheses, December 28, 2019, complex tear off the posterior horn and body of the medial meniscus, mildly more extensive than on prior study, at 1 to 2 millimeter of extrusion. I have associated posterior medial bursitis, mildly improved since prior study, mild scarring and attenuation of the anterior cruciate ligament without a focal tear, mildly worse than on the prior study, mild scarring of the proximal medial collateral ligament without a focal tear, similar compared to prior study, mild extender mechanism tendinosis, moderate chondromalacia of the medial compartment, mild chondromalacia of the patellofemoral compartment. The patient underwent a repeat left knee MRI December 20th, 2024. This revealed shallow tear along the inferior aspect of the posterior horn medial meniscus near the free edge, superimposed on diffuse ring, undersurface tearing along the free edge. This appears mildly increased in extent from the prior exam. Mild to moderate medial compartment degenerative changes and chondromalacia and mild patellofemoral joint degenerative changes. These are similar to the prior exam. Minimal joint effusion. Left knee x-ray, December 20th, 2024, mild medial joint space narrowing bilaterally, suggesting mild degenerative changes. The impression, this is a 59-year-old female who sustained a left knee injury. She had further suffered back and wrist injuries, period. Patient is now felt to require surgical treatment. She has history of hypertension. This appears adequately controlled, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same signs, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.